Welcome to the Beacons of Bravery podcast. I'm your host, Carrie Norman, former people pleaser, rule follower, and perfectionist who woke up one day and realized I'd been living somebody else's dream because of my fears of stepping outside the line. That's why I started this podcast, to interview authors, entrepreneurs, and everyday people who learn to overcome their fears and obstacles in order to live the life of their dreams, to show us how to live the life of our dreams. So for today's episode, I wanted to talk about feeling trapped, feeling like there's no way out. Have you ever felt trapped in a situation in your life? Like when you look at the options and don't see any good way out, or it seems simply impossible? I know that's a dumb question. We all have. Well, I've been there with you too, agonizing over situations that seem hopeless. As I always like to tell you, I'm right in this game of life with you. Please don't ever think I have it all figured out. But I do go look for inspiration to find a slight light to get me out of situations. And when I find some of them that work, I try to share them with you. I love quotes, so let's start out with this one from the old Indian poet, Rabindranath Tagore. I'm sure I'm pronouncing that wrong. And I think I might have used this quote in another episode, but I like it, and it's going to be in a different relevance here. But the quote is, "The winds of grace are always blowing, but it is you that must raise your sails." I love this analogy. I like to picture that we are all in our own individual sailboats riding out our lives in this great ocean of circumstances, relationships, and everything. Many times we're gripping the sides tensely or even laying in the bottom just trying not to get seasick. We take the waves as they come, trying not to capsize. We're just trying to survive. In this survival mode, we're aimless, drifting afloat. We don't see the unused sail at the end of the boat, and if we see it, we don't think that we could even crawl to it. But if we knew beyond a shadow of a doubt that there were fair winds, winds of grace above us, just waiting for us to put our sail up and catch these winds, we would do it 100% of the time, wouldn't we? And I believe there are these winds of grace. I would call it God, you can call it whatever, who is ready for us to call out so that we can be whisked away from our troubles. But we don't believe because we can't see in our 3D world the winds. All we see is our problems. So we white knuckle and hang on to our sinking boats, bemoaning our fate. So let's go on to another quote by that same Indian poet. I won't repeat his name because I'm butchering it, I'm sure. "If you cry because the sun has gone out of your life, your tears will prevent you from seeing the stars." So to tie that back into the boat analogy, not only do we not often see or set the sail, we lay in the bottom of our boats crying because we had the sun shining on us for a while. And when it's gone temporarily, we cry. We cry so much that we can't even see the beauty of the stars in the dark, which could also lead us in the right direction. So we have options. We always do. Even if these are only options in our mind, how to think about circumstances, how to lift our sail, call out to the winds of grace, our minds can always be set free. Okay, enough of these metaphors so far. AI could have produced any of that. So we're going to get into the real life situations. I'm going to mention some of these situations, but I'm sure at this point you've already thought of some in your own life, places where you've felt stuck. And actually, I would love your feedback on these stories. And if you want to share, please contact me and you might be a guest on this podcast. And you could tell us about a time when you felt hopeless, stuck, adrift, and then what got you out of it. But probably one of the most obvious real-life examples of situations like this are with bad relationships, or dysfunctional, we'll call it. A while back, I found myself in a relationship that I felt I had no way out of, or at least no easy, logical, simple way out of. I looked at all the obstacles, things like the financial entanglements, emotional and relational consequences to others, inconvenience, and also the insurmountable effort that it would take. I just didn't think I had the strength to do it while still trying to work and live. I read book after book, went to therapy, asked advice, sometimes, prayed and overall felt like I couldn't do it. That and the feeling of the unknown, the fallout of what if I did. So I guess you could say I had laid down in my boat, crying, hanging on, and not setting my sail. And I was so seasick most of the time. There were times when I could sit up in my boat of life and the waters were calm. The sun was out and it was a good ride, but that was never for long. During one of the rough rides, I journaled for a while. I've gone back and forth with journaling over the years, and usually I do it in transitional times. Usually when the waters are super rough, I'm in the bottom of the boat, hanging on, just trying not to be seasick. And then when the times are good, I'm up there sitting up basking in the sun. But it's those times that I can see the problems coming, or they've just been, that I tend to journal. And you really gain a lot of insight from when you write things down, your feelings, because we always think, well, I'll remember how I felt or whatever. But when you see them in words, it really helps you get along with things. But I haven't been consistent. During one of those times when I was able to journal, I used a journal prompt that you've probably heard of. If not, I'm going to tell you now. And it's one of those things you think, if I met my future self of 20 years, the 20-year older version of me, what advice would they give me? So first you have to visualize what that older version of you would be like, the idealized version. And you have to visualize this in detail and write it down from where you're living, what your surroundings are, who you are surrounded by, your friends, your family, the details, the smells, the sights, the sounds of where you would ideally be in 20 years. So in this visualization, you ask your mentor, you of 20 years from now, what do I need to do to get from where I am to where she is in my case? So in this journaling, first I wrote down and visualized who I would like to be in 20 years in detail. Things like where I would be living, what house, my surroundings, who would I be around, friends and family, what would I be doing for a living, for recreation, for travel, the smells, the sights, the sounds, everything down to the last detail. And so then I had this person in my mind, me 20 years from now, where I want to be, and I asked her what I need to do to get from where I am to where she is. She looked at me and smiled, and she told me that I needed the courage to be my true self, to stop censoring myself and to go for my dreams. She said to stop feeling like I'm a bird trapped in the cage of my life, that I already have the key, to get out of my cage and fly. The world is waiting. So I've been trying to do that ever since. That's the reason for this podcast. Sometimes I succeed, but as you know, I took a big break, and that's when I go back into the comfort of my cage. But that's why journals are good, because you need to revisit them over and over again to get that inspiration to keep going to where you truly want to be. And in this journal, I write a lot of pictures and captions to make it kind of lively so that I can easily go back to it and get swept up in the feeling of what I was feeling at the time. I encourage you to do this exercise for yourself. You're probably walking, running, driving, doing laundry or something right now. But when you get back and you get a chance, you can re-listen to it. Even if you don't have a journal, you can take out just a piece of notebook paper or printer paper and do the same exercise. So first, you would close your eyes and visualize your dream self and surroundings, where you want to be in 10 or 20 years, what you look like, who you're with, your daily activities, just like I was saying. If these things aren't where you are right now, you're not living where you want to live, doing what you want for a living, or exploring your creativity, your passions, that sort of thing, ask your future self how to get there and then wait for the answers. You know, you can close your eyes and wait. It seems kind of crazy, but it's a visualization thing. And then when you get the answers, write them down. And then, like I said, go back to it often. It'll help you keep lifting your sail when your tendency is going to want to be to hunker down in your boat and just drift. Because a lot of us, if you don't have that place that you want to go to, we're just drifting out in the water. And I ain't going to lie, since that first time, I've capsized my boat many times. And I've went back in my cage and locked it. But when I have the strength, I try again. I find that key if I need it, but often the door is already open. So a couple years after this journaling exercise, when I was somewhat out of my cage and removed from the situation, this real life reminder happened. It's a pretty common event, but I just so happened to be in the headspace that it meant something to me, and I wrote it down. I noticed it and wrote it down. I'd gone to a shed in the back of my property where the door was mainly left open most of the time. There's a little loft area in the shed, and on this particular day, I opened the door wider and apparently startled some small baby-ish birds that had built a nest up in the little loft of the shed. One of them flew directly out the open door. It was startled and it went directly out. The other headed to a window that was closed. It kept banging its head desperately against the window trying to get out. It was calling out to the other bird, but it couldn't figure out that there was a wide open door literally inches to a foot away from the window it kept trying to get out of. I tried to herd that window bird away toward the door, and eventually it worked. So which bird are you? If you're like the one that flew directly out the door, I'm kind of jealous of people like you. I'm more like the bird who has to bang my head against the window multiple times thinking there's no way out, when really there was a door right nearby that was open all along. So all of this to say, as words of encouragement to you, if you're a terrible sailor or a confused bird like me, remember to set your sail. Lift it even a little bit to catch those winds of grace that are always blowing. We'll never get anywhere from hunkering down and just surviving in the bottom of our boats, drifting wherever life may take it. And remember, you have the key to the cage that you think you're in, but actually the door is probably already open. So go through. Take one little step today. And if you need help or support, feel free to contact me. If I can't help you, I'll find somebody who can. And one last thought, if you've never heard this kind of old-ish Martina McBride song called A Broken Wing, I encourage you to listen to it on YouTube or wherever you can find it, Apple Music, whatever. But what I love is the chorus, and I'm not going to sing this time, although it sounds better when you do it, but the chorus says, "And with a broken wing, she still sings. She keeps an eye on the sky. With a broken wing, she carries her dreams. Man, you ought to see her fly. So go, be brave. The world needs you."
Thank you for listening to the Beacons of Bravery podcast. If you enjoyed the show, I would love it if you would go and rate and review the show, and also share it with somebody who you think would benefit from listening to the message. I would also love to connect with you on Instagram, or you can email me at beaconsofbravery@gmail.com. I hope something that you heard today will help you go out and live a more joy-filled, inspired life. Don't keep playing it safe. Be brave today. And of course, a huge shout out to Steve Denny for providing the music for this podcast.